show them to all. Today's daf is on Hedjin daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting the top line with the words Nardai Amri. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Here we're discussing the mominous monetary cases where the edim that are testifying are saying somewhat different things, and whether or not we're able to follow their edus or if we have to throw them out. So the Gemara says Nardai Amri Nardai say Afilu Echad Omer Mona Shachar Echad Omer Mona Lavan Mitzdarfim. Even if of our two edim, one of them says it was a black money, meaning it was old, and the other one says it was a white money, meaning it was new, we could still mitzdarf their edus and be mechayev Ruvin to pay Shimon Amane. Ask Gemara, come on, Reb Shimon Karcha, is this a Reb Shimon Karcha who holds that even if they testify about a different loan, for example, one of them says I saw him borrow money on Sunday, and the other one says I saw him borrow money on Monday, we could still combine them because at the end of the day he borrowed money from him, and so that'd be the same thing over here. But how could that be? Maybe Reb Shimon Karcha only holds this. That's only when they're not contradicting each other. But if they're contradicting each other, me Amar, does he say that? And over here it seems that they're contradicting each other. They're both testifying we saw Reuven borrow a money from Shimon on Sunday. It's just one of them is claiming it's an old money, the other one is claiming it's a new one. So that seems to be contradicting each other about the very same situation. It's not two separate alvaz. Exactly, this be like Reb Shimon Karcha. I think our answer is Elohu da Amar Kai Tana. Nardai says like this Tana. The Tanya of Raya saw Amar Shimon Lazar. Reb Shimon Lazar tells us Leinechlo Beishav Mesel Ashtiki Te Edem. Beishav Mesel do not argue about the following case when we have two groups of Edem. Sheachzor Maris Masayim Veachzor Maris Mane. The one of them says the halva was 200, and the other group says the halva was 100. Sheyesh Bechal Masayim Mane. Within 200 is 100, because at least both groups of Edem are agreeing that Reuven borrowed a money from Shimon. One of them says he even borrowed more than that, but at least they're both agreeing on the 100. Amanech klu, what's a machlekes al kat achas? When there's only one group of Edim, there's just two Edim, and one of those Edim says 200, and the other one says 100. Shabbe Shame says, nechle duson. Here we have a split in their Edos, it's contradictory Edos, and therefore we're not going to follow anything. Whereas Beis Hill, Iron Beis Hill says, yesh b'chal masai mane, that even with this one group of Edim, we're going to say that included in 200 is the sum of 100, and we're going to have Reuven 100. And that's exactly what Nardai is saying. Even though one of them is saying an old one and the other one is saying a new one, at least they're agreeing that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and so he has to pay it up. Now it seems to be we have a similar case. Echrem Rechavish al Yain, Echrem Rechavish al Shemen. One of them says he borrowed a barrel of wine, and the other one said he borrowed a barrel of oil. Oil is more expensive than wine. And Hav Ovde, there was a case like this. But also Kamei Rabbi Ami, Kimt Rabbi Ami, Chayve Rabbi Ami l'Shlumi le'Chavisa dechamra migoy Chavisa demeshcha. Rabbi Ami was a chayve person to pay a barrel of wine from a barrel of oil. As we said, wine is cheaper than oil. As Rabbi Ami said, look, they're arguing whether or not you owe oil or wine. Since wine is cheaper than oil, you have to at least pay wine. Ask Mark, come on, who would this be like? Reb Shimon Elazar? You want to say it goes like Reb Shimon Elazar? Reb Shimon Elazar, Hechad Yesh B'chal Masayim Mane. Maybe Reb Shimon Elazar only says this when we're discussing monetary matters. Within 200 is the number 100, so when the two Edom are arguing, was it 200 or 100, we'll say, okay, it's 100. But Ki Hagav Miyamar? In this case, would even Reb Shimon Elazar say he's Chayiv? One's saying oil, the other one is saying wine. Wine and oil are two totally separate products, so how could you say that, oh, since wine is cheaper than oil, he has to pay wine? They're arguing about two totally separate things. And the Gemara answers, that they're arguing about the value of it. And within the value of a barrel of oil, we can find a barrel of wine, because as we said, wine is cheaper than oil, and that's why he's mechayev him to pay the value of a barrel of wine. And one last case, one aide said that the loan took place in the upper level, and the other one said it took place in the lower level. Amar Ruchani says, my Rebbe, story like this came from Rebbe, Vitzirfe Dusan, and he's mitzarf their edos, even though it seems to be that they're contradicting each other. At the end of the day, the basic fact of what they were discussing is that there was a loan between Reuven and Shimon for X amount of money. That checked out. So even though there was a little bit of discussion, it was in the upper floor and the lower floor, we're still able to mitzarf their edos. And going to the last part of the Mishnah, and now Tana Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, which is basically word for word the same exact things in our Mishnah. How do we know that once a Dayanim leave, lo yoymar, one Dayan can't say, I really was mezake you, but my friends were mechayev. Afal ma'asa, what am I supposed to do? Shechavei rabu alai, that my friends, they were the majority over me, so I wasn't able to do anything. How do we know he's not supposed to say that? Tamalam, because the pasuk says, lo yseilich rachel ba'amecha, don't be a rachel, don't peddle your words. Va'aymer, another pasuk says, ha'ilich rachel megal asoid, as we see from his psukim, the one should not say rechilos, and this is considered rechilos by revealing that I really want to paskin for you, but the other Dayanim, they paskin against you. And now we have a story, Yahu Talmida, there was a Talmud, the nafik ala kala, a rumor went out about him, the gali milsa, the itmer ben Joshua Basar Esmer Tartin Shnin, that he revealed something that was sent to the base medrash after 22 years. It was a matter of lashon hara. It was meant to be kept quiet, and he revealed it. And Abkir Ba'ami Rebbe Midrasha, Rebbe Ami sent him out of the base medrash, kicked him out. Amar, he said, Dain Gali Razia, this fellow reveals secrets, and he can't be in the base medrash. And Altan al-Mishnah continued to discuss it in Tyra, calls Manchmevi Raya, so Isra Sadin. Anytime he's able to bring a riot to support himself, this is obviously the person who was paskin against, if he can now come and bring a riot to support himself, he can be Sicer, he can contradict or undo the din. Now let's say Amrulai, the Bezin told him, call Raya Shesh Chalahavi Mikana Chalishim Yoim, any riots that you have, you gotta bring anywhere between now and 30 days. You have a 30-day limit to bring riots for yourself. Mazbisa Shalishim Yoim, Sicer, if he finds riots within 30 days. So those will contradict the din and undo it. Whereas l'achar shashim yomim, if he brings them after 30 days, ain't a soser. They don't contradict the din. We have to suspect that maybe he forged them or something false, and therefore after 30 days he lost his chance. However, Amar Shimon Gamliel said, what's this guy supposed to do that within 30 days he couldn't find any rayas and afterwards he did? Similarly, Amar loy havi edim. Let's say they told him, bring edim to support yourself. V'amar, and he said, ain li edim, I don't have edim. Or Amar, they told him, havi raya, bring a raya, bring a shtar. V'amar, and he said, ain li raya, I don't have a raya. And l'achar zman havi raya, afterwards he brought a raya. Umatza edim, where he found edim. Harei ze'ein klum, that's nothing. He already said at first that he doesn't have. So now that he's bringing edim or raya later, we can't trust him and it's not valid. Whereas Amar Shimon Gamliel said, mayas is that shloi haya edes sheyesh lo edim umatza edim lo haya edes sheyesh lo raya umatza raya. What's this guy supposed to do? Originally, he didn't know that he had edim or a raya to support himself, and now later on, he found edim or raya. So it's not contradictory. Now we have one last case in the Mishnah that everyone agrees on. Rasha mischayv b'din. This guy saw that he was on his way to mischayv b'din. He's sitting there listening to the dayanim back and forth, and does not seem like it's going to be good for him, and they're probably going to paskin against him. But Amar, then he pipes up and says, kivru plenu plenu v'yeduni, so and so, come forward and give edus for me. Or he took out a raya from inside his cloak. He pulls out a shtar from the inside of his pocket and he says, hey guys, look at this, it's a raya for me. Then that's nothing. Because in this case, it's obvious that the edim are false or that the shtar is forged. And the only reason why he's pulling them out now is as a last ditch effort so they don't paskin against him. If it really was a valid raya, he would have taken it out in the first place. And this is even according to Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara tells us regarding the first case of the Mishnah where they give him 30 days to bring rayas and he only managed to find the raya after 30 days. Amar Rav Rav Huna, halachah Shimon Gamliel, the halachah of Shimon Gamliel, that even though he came after 30 days, we'll go with his raya. And Amar Rav Rav Huna, Rav Rav Huna also says, ain halachah of Chachamim, the halachah is not like the Chachamim. As Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Kim Amar halachah of Shimon Gamliel, the mele dana dein halachah of Chachamim. Once you say the halachah is like Shimon Gamliel, I automatically know the halachah is not like the Chachamim. Why do you have to repeat and say the halachah is not like the Chachamim? And the answer is, maldetem, you might have thought, hanimil chatchila, that the halachah is only like Shimon Gamliel chatchila. Avol diyaved shapir dami, but diyaved if a bezin paskin like the Chachamim and did not accept the guy's rayas that he brought after 30 days, maybe that's okay, because bottom line, the Chachamim are the rive against Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kamashman, the Chiddush is, the Ovid, Mahadrin Onlay, that if they did do this and they went like the Chachamim, we're going to make them go back and we paskin 100% like Rav Shimon Gamliel, not like the Chachamim at all, not Lechatchila and not Bidiyavid. And on to the next case, the Mishnah, Armalai Havi Edim Vechulu, Arm Rav Shimon Gamliel Vechulu. So this was the second case where they told him to bring Edim or Raya and he said, I don't have, and then later on he brought. So the Chachamim said, we don't go with that, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yes, we could go with that. And in this case, it's the opposite. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yechanon, Halachik Devar Chachamim. In the second case, the Mishnah, Halachik Devar Chachamim. And Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yechanon, Ein Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, Halachik is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have the same question, Pshita, that's obvious. Kim Amar Halachik Devar Chachamim, Memelo Yidana, Dein Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Once we say that Halachik Devar Chachamim, of course I know that Halachik is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the answer is, Hakamash Man L'Chidash is, the Bahi Ein Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have to emphasize that in this case, in the second part of the Mishnah, Halachik is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, whereas Habakulu, Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, in all situations, Halachik is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lafuke Meha, it's come to exclude the following cases. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yechanon, Kol Makom Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu. Anytime Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, Halacha Kamaisa, the Halacha is like him. Chutz Me'ar V'tzidon V'Rayach Raina. Except for these three cases, and the last one, Rayach Raina, is our Mishnah. We have two discussions in our Mishnah about a fellow bringing a Raya. Are we passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first one? But in the second one, that's Rayach Raina, we don't passing like him. I know we have a story of Huyanuka. There was a young kid, the Tavu Ladina Kamed Rav Nachman, that they were Tavea him to din in front of Rav Nachman. They claimed that his father owed them money, and the father died, so now they're taking this little kid to Beis Din. Amrlay, so Rav Nachman asked the kid, Issel Chasadi, do you have Edim that your father didn't owe this money? Amrlay Loi, he said no. And then he asked him, Issel Raya, do you have a Raya? Do you have any Shtar? Amrlay Loi, he said no. And so Chayv Rav Nachman was Mechayv the kid to pay. So he walks out of Beis Din, Hava Kabachi Va'azel. He's walking along the way crying, he didn't know what to do. And Shemu Hanach Inchi, some people heard him. Amrlay, they told him, Anan Yundino Emil Davuch, we know stuff about your father, and we know that your father did not owe that guy money. And on this, Rav Nachman said, Baha, Fila Rabbanim I do. Even in this situation, the Rabban do agree that Edim could be brought afterwards, even though the kid already said, I don't have Edim and I don't have a Shtar. In this case, even according to Rabban of our Mishnah, he would be able to bring the Edim and the Shtar, because a kid, regarding his father's affairs, he has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know about his father's business dealings and who he owes or doesn't owe money to. And therefore, when these nice fellows came along and said, yes, we know about your father's stuff, and that's something that we definitely could trust, and we'd be able to overturn the din. Now, we have another story. He had said there was a woman, a Shtar was coming from her, meaning a Shtar Halva was deposited by her. She was trusted by both the Malva and the Loive, and she was holding on to it. And Amr Le, she said to him, or Amr Lehu, she told them, Yodana b'hai Shtar, the Priyahava, I know that the Shtar was paid up, and the loan can't be collected. And Hemner of Nachman, Rav Nachman believed her. And Amr Le, Rav Le, Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, come on, who's this like Rabbi, the Amr who holds, Isis Nikas bin Mesira, that Isis Nikas bin Mesira. We have this Mesechus Baal Basra number of times. This literally means the letters could be acquired through Mesira. Letters over here are referring to the words of the shtar, machlokes is about when we hand over a shtar that has some sort of monetary obligation written in it. Is a simple taking or acquisition of the shtar sufficient that now the person holding on to the shtar could actually collect this money? That's oisias nixes b'mesira. Or is another kinyan required on top of just taking the piece of paper, because at the end of the day, it is just a piece of paper with words in it. So you'd have to make another type of kinyan. And Rebbe holds oisias nixes b'mesira, and so Rav is asking Rav Nachman, are you passing like Rebbe, that since this woman is holding on to the shtar, it's like now she is the malve, like she's the one that lent the money, because again, she's holding on to the shtar that has a chiv of mammon, and therefore if she wants to, she can be meichel the loan, and that's why when she says that it's already paid up, that's within her right to do so. However, Amalei Rav Nachman told him, no, shani hacha, this case is different. Di by a kalse, if she wanted to, she could have burned it up. Since she's holding on to the piece of paper, it's not that she has the right to collect it, and therefore she could forgive it. She could burn it up, and then it won't exist anymore, and so that's like it's paid up, therefore she's believed to say it's paid up. Now, some say the exact opposite happened. Ulay hemen Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe that the shtar was paid. And Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, but if she wanted to, lamed alfam bez atap, kalse, she could have burned up the shtar. So why doesn't she have the ability to say it's already paid up? And the answer is that no. Kivin deschazk beidina, since it was already confirmed in Bezdin, the shtar was already validated in Bezdin, we don't say that if she wanted to, she could have burned it up. But Yisrael Rav Nachman, we have a brass that says, simpain sheesh al veidim, a simpain, which is a shaver, it's a receipt that has edim on it, yiskayim b'chaisamav, it has to be validated through its signatures. But ain al veidim, if it doesn't have edim, but it's coming from a third party, or the simpain itself, this shaver, this receipt, was written on the shtar halva itself, meaning after the text of the loan, the Reuven borrowed from Shimon, there's this shaver, this text of the receipt that he paid him back, kasher, this shaver, this receipt is kasher. Alma, what do we see from here? Asks Rav Nachman, shlish mehemen, that a third party that's holding on to a shtar is believed. And on this, we conclude, this is a valid refutation of Rav Nachman in this version, that he didn't believe the woman, really, based off this brass that we just brought, he should have believed her because she's a shlish, she was a third party, and therefore when she says it's already paid up, she should be believed. And now go back to our mission discussing when one of the Bali Dinim is able to bring a raya to be soiser, to contradict or to undo the din that was paskined. So Gresh Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, lo'olam mevi raya v'soiser, a person could always bring a raya for himself to be soiser, to contradict or to undo the din, achi statim tanoisav, until he concludes his tainus. He says, that's it, I have nothing else. V'yomer, and he says, kiru plenu plenu v'yiduni, you, Mr. So-and-so, and you, the other guy, come forth and give edus for me. Ask more, hold on one second, haguf akasha, this itself is contradictory. Amrit, you said, yistatim tanoisav, that he has to say, that's it, I don't have any more tainus. Asal the Rabbanon, that's just like the Rabbanon, that once a guy says, I have nothing else to say, he can't bring a raya afterwards. But then v'hadar Amrit, you right afterwards said, kiru ish plenu plenu v'yiduni, that this guy called plenty and plenty forth to give edus for him, mashma, that we're going to follow that edus, asal the Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that seems to be like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even though he said, okay, I don't have any more edim, if he later on brings edim, he is believed. If you want to say this entire statement of Rabbi Yochanan is really the fishit of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, upirusha kamefarish, and the second part is just explaining the first part, meaning my ad sheyistatim tanoisav. What does it mean until he concludes his tainus? Ad sheyomer, until he says kivru plenu plenu veiduni, you so and so come forth and give edus for me. Well, that doesn't make sense because va'amar Rabbi Barchana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Barchana said in Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom yishana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mishaseinu. Anytime Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is taught in our mishnah, halacha k'mayis halacha zaykim chutz me'arv tzidan v'rayach reina, except for these three cases, the last one being the case of our mishnah, which we're discussing right now, and we had paskin not like Rav Shimon Gamliel in that situation. Namely, if a fellow says, I don't have any edim, and then he says later on, I have edim, we're not going to go with those edim. So what's his memory from Rav Dimi, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara says, you're right, Elok Yotzer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rather, it's the following. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Nei Rabbi Yechanan, Lo'ela mevi rai v'soyser, really, a person could always bring a rai for himself, and that's going to undo the din, Achi Satim Tanoisav, until he concludes his tainas, and V'yayim Rulai, they, the Bezdin, tell him, Have edim, bring edim, V'aymer, and he says, Ainli edim, I don't have edim, or they tell him, Have raya, bring a raya, I mean, bring a shtar. V'amar, he says, Ainli raya, I don't have a raya, and then that's it, he can't bring anything else once he says those words. Aval, bo edim dinas hayam, but let's say edim came from overseas, or there was a whole packet of shtaris that of his father, they were deposited by somebody else that he didn't know about. In this situation, he could bring a raya, or he could bring these edim that just came from dinas hayam and undo the din, and this is even though he said he didn't have a raya or edim, and again, that's because he had no idea that they existed, he only discovered them later on. Another din, came from Israel. Someone is being very harsh or challenging to his friend in din. We have two litigants, two bali dinim, and one of them is being really difficult. He's causing a lot of problems. One of them says, Nidon Khan, let's have our din Torah here. That's the guy who's being difficult. And the other one says, let's go to the place of the vad. This is like where the main bezin was. There was a lot of Talmidei Chachamim there, and the bali din, which is having a really hard time, he wants to go to the makom avad because he realizes that the other fellow is not going to make trouble in that bezin. What's a din? We force the first Baldin to go to the place of the Vad. However, Amr Lefan of Rebbe Lazar said to him, Rebbe, Mishan Someone who's owed a mana by his friend, yaitzi mana al mana, he has to pay a mana for his mana. We have a malva who, yes, is causing trouble for the loive, but at the end of the day, he is owed a mana by him. So now you're going to say that the loive is able to schlep the malva to an out-of-town bezdin. That means that in order for the malva to get his mana from the loive, he has to spend mana on transportation to go to a different bezdin. That doesn't make sense. Ella rather, we force the loive to get judged in his city, even though he doesn't like the bezdin and he wants to go to a different one. And Etam Anam, you say just like this, Amar Rav Safra said, Shnaim Shasatsum Bedin, two guys that are at it in a din Taira, Echadar Nidin Khan. One says, let's have our din Taira here at the local bezdin in the city. Echadar, the other one says, Nechlam Kaimavad, let's go to the big city, let's get judged over there. We force him to get judged in his city because that's the local bezdin, so we force him to go to the local bezdin. If someone needs to be asked, if the local bezdin has a challenge, they have an issue, and they need to ask something, so they'll write it and send it to the big bezdin in the big city, the Makam Avad. But again, we're not going to send the Bali Dinam over there. And Vim Amar, if the one who's paskin against said, Kisvu utunu li me'eza tam dentuni, I want you to write for me and give to me a piece of paper explaining what the reason is that you paskin against me, they do have to write that and give that to him. However, the last thing is, Vayavama, a woman whose husband died and didn't have children, so she needs Yibam. In this case, we're discussing Chalitza. Halechas achar Yavam latira, she has to go to where the Yavam is in order to mata her. She can't say, okay, the Yavam has to come to my city. She has to go to the Yavam city to get Chalitza. The question is, Ad Kama, how far would she have to travel? Amravam Rami says, Afilim Tveri Litzipairi, even from Tveri to Tipairi, which is not necessarily so far, but Tveria was the main city. It was a big city with a huge bez and a lot of chashav dayanim, and Tipairi was not as big or chashav. Nonetheless, if the Yavam is in Tipairi, she has to go from Tveri to Tzipari to go to the Yavam's Bezin. And Amram Kana, Rav Kana says, my car, what's the Pasuk that supports this? The Pasuk tells us, V'karu loy ziknei Iroi, the Zikanim of his city call to him. And what do we learn from here? V'loy ziknei Ira, not the Zikanim of her city. Now, Amram Meir, remember, tells us, Hilchas Adalach is, Kaifan Ayse V'yelchum Kaim Avad, they will force the Baal Din to go to the Makam Avad, meaning will force him to travel to the bigger, more Chashiv Bezin. Amram Leir Vashi Lemeir, so Vashi asked the Meir, V'amar Rav Lezer said the opposite, Kaifan Ayse V'dam Be'Iroi, that we force him to get judged in his city, even though one of the Baal Dinim wanted to go to the more Chashiv Bezin out of town, over in a different town, we force him to get judged at the local bez in his city. Where it says no, Hani Mili Hecha Dekamer Le Loive LaMalve. That's only when the Loive tells the Malve, meaning it's the Loive who's always at the disadvantage. If he tells the Malve, I want to get judged in a different bez and I want to go to a different city, so then we don't listen to him. We force him to get judged in this city. Aval Malve, but if the Malve, the lender, he tells the Loive, I don't want to go to our local bez in, I want to go to a different one. So then we're going to listen to the Malve. Why is that? Because the Pasuk tells us Eved Loive Ish Malve, that a Loive borrower is like an Eved. He's like a slave to the Malve, and therefore the Malve says, let's get on a plane and fly somewhere else. We got to listen to the Malve. And we conclude with a story about this. Shocholel Mar Ukva, they sent the following to Mar Ukva, who was the head of Bezin in Bavel. So first they dressed him with a wonderful title, L'dezivle Kabar Bisya Shalom. To the one who has a shining countenance like the son of Basya, peace unto you. Bar Bisya or Bar Basya is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know that Moshe had a shining face, and so addressing Mar Ukva, saying that he has a shining face like Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it they were telling him? We're going to find out in a moment that this is the Bezdin from Tveria that's writing him this message. Ukva na Bavli Kabal Kadmana, Ukva the Babylonian, he was from Bavel, he complained in front of us that Yirmiya Achi, Yirmiya, my brother, says this Ukvan guy, Hevir Elias Hadarech, which can mean one of two things. Either means he took away the Derech B'nai Adam from me, he's claiming that his brother castrated him, that he can't have kids. Another way of understanding this is that he just didn't treat me properly in a monetary matter, so he owes me money. And so the Bezin of Tveria is telling Mar Ukva, V'emrula, you should tell him that he has to pay up, and Isiyu, V'yir Panenu B'Tveria, you should force him to come up to us at Tveria. Asking Mar, hold on 1 second, Hagu Vakasha, this itself is contradictory. Amrit, you said, meaning the first part of the statement, they had told him, Imrulai, that you should tell him that he has to pay up and he has to reconcile with his brother. Amo, we see from here, Dainu Atun, that the Bezin of Tveria is basically telling Mar Ukva, okay, you pask in his case, but then his Siyu V'yir Panenu B'Tveria, they told him right afterwards, force him to come up to us in Tveria. Amo, we see from here, Shadru Hacha, that they're telling Mar Ukva, send him to here and we'll judge him. So who's judging him? Mar Ukva or the Bezin of Tveria? The answer is right, Ella Hachi Kamri, this is what they were saying. Imrulai, which means Dainu Atun, you should judge him. And Itai is Sias. If he listens to you, then that's fantastic and nothing else is needed. However, V'loi, if he doesn't listen to you, his Siyu V'yir Panenu B'Tveria, then you should force him and come to us in Tveria, because that's where his brother Ukvan is, and we're going to judge him over here. Nirvashi, he gives a different explanation. Dine Knossos Hava. The whole discussion over here was a Knoss that had to be paid, and Bavel loy dining Dine Knossos. In Bavel, they can't judge Knossos. They only are able to judge a Knoss case in Eretz Yisrael. V'hadashol chulei hachi. And the reason why they sent him this following Lashon, which was mashma that Mar Ukva should pask in the case, is g'day lach l'kavod l'Mar Ukva, is just to give kavod to Mar Ukva, but really Mar Ukva couldn't have pask in the case anyway, and that's why they concluded the letter by saying, send him up here to Tveria, and we're going to take care of his case over here. Hajjan al Akhzab Bayer, Malzar finishing the third parak of Mesechus Sanhedrin, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Mesechus together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. tomorrow, beginning the brand new Perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.